Number 2. Literature.
Listen and take notes on the important information in the lecture.
Okay, let's start with a bit of background on Plutarch before we get to his work. The particular work I mean is Plutarch's Lives. Plutarch lived from the year 46 to the year 120 in what had been, and at a later date continued to be, Greece. For many years, Plutarch served as one of the two priests at the Temple of Apollo at Delphi, the site of the famous Delphic Oracle, 20 miles from his home. Greece, by the turn of the first millennium, was a sad ruin of its former glory. Mighty Rome had looted its statues and reduced Greece to a mere conquered territory. Despite these circumstances, Mestrius Plutarchus, that is actually Plutarch's given name, lived a long and fruitful life with his wife and family in the little Greek town of Chironia. So, that is the man. Now, about his work. Plutarch's plan in his work Lives was to pair a philosophical biography of a famous Roman with the biography of a Greek who was comparable in some way. Plutarch's work includes short essays of comparison for each pair of lives, and after each essay, Plutarch pauses to deliver penetrating observations on human nature as illustrated by his subjects. This structure makes it difficult to classify Lives under a single genre. I mean, to classify it as history, biography, or philosophy. Plutarch's announced intention was not to write a chronicle of great historical events, but rather to examine the character of great men as a lesson for the living. I think, and I certainly hope you agree after you've had a chance to read it, that this is a fascinating work with applicable lessons for living for readers even today. An interesting point about Plutarch's Greek heroes is that his subjects had been dead for at least 300 years by the time he wrote about their lives, around 100 AD. That means Plutarch had to rely on old manuscripts, many of which no longer exist today. All we have left to rely on is Plutarch's work. But even ancient legends can yield some insight. As Plutarch says at the beginning of his Life of Theseus, Plutarch himself had no faith in the accuracy of even the so-called factual materials he had to work with. He actually made a comment to this effect in his essay on the life of Pericles. To quote, he said, "It is so hard to find out the truth of anything by looking at the record of the past. The process of time obscures the truth of former times, and even contemporaneous writers disguise and twist the truth out of malice or flattery." That's something for you to keep in mind the next time you're reading your history textbook. Anyway, in spite of this problem, Plutarch managed to compare Roman and Greek heroes and do it well enough that his work has survived the ages. It is interesting that this work was very popular until the 20th century. Then people pretty much forgot about it. Let's talk a little bit about why that happened. The Romans loved Plutarch's Lives, and enough copies were written out over the next centuries that a copy of most parts of Lives managed to survive the Dark Ages in different places. It's interesting to note the number of famous figures from history who have appreciated Plutarch's writing and wisdom. Beethoven, as he was growing deaf, wrote in 1801, and I quote, "I have often cursed my creator and my existence. Plutarch has shown me the path of resignation. If it is at all possible, I will bid defiance to my fate, though I feel that as long as I live, there will be moments when I shall be God's most unhappy creature." Resignation. What a wretched resource. Yet, it is all that is left to me. Beethoven read Plutarch's comparisons of the lives of Greek and Roman heroes and found wisdom there. There are many other examples of famous people finding inspiration in Plutarch. The poet Ralph Waldo Emerson was another fan of Lives. So you may be asking yourself, if this book is so famous, why haven't I ever heard of it? Well, despite all of the attention Plutarch's work got through the ages, by the 20th century, Plutarch's popularity began to fade. None of the literary scholars were putting out revitalized new editions of Lives. Probably because students were demanding more diversity in the reading curriculum, so a lot of classic works of literature were being pushed aside. Another factor could have been that Lives is a difficult book. Plutarch uses a complicated style of writing, so it's not an easy read.